Hello, 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 everybody. Happy Tuesday. I was almost going to say Thursday. Wishful thinking. And welcome to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. I am Haley Clandenning, and I am, of course, here with the lovely
Sarah Chapin, unicorn.
Red-eyed unicorn, who always comes in with the most delicious-looking little drinks, too. Always tempting me. But anyways, I hope everyone's having a good night tonight. We're missing Marie's. She's doing mom stuff.
Which is important.
Exactly. It's the most important job. Let's keep it real. So we'll miss her tonight. But I'm really excited to sit down tonight with Sarah Beck. Hi.
Hi, ladies. Excited to be here.
Pull that thing down. There you go.
Okay.
Get it comfortable.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Check. 1, 2. I'm so excited. It's going to be just total kind of like girl talk tonight. Hanging with the homies.
Yay.
But Sarah, you are with Legal Shield. And we'll get a little bit into that. But you're also obviously a Women of Vision member. If anyone is new to the show, basically Women of Vision is just women empowering women and uplifting each other and creating a space that is about collaboration over competition. And if you guys are listeners all the time, we thank you for tuning back in. And this will be a fun show for us, I think.
It's a bunch of extroverts stuck in a room. I'm very excited.
I know. I'm like, hopefully we stay on any kind of topic because we may not.
It's definitely not going to be boring.
Yeah.
No.
So, yeah, you tell us a little bit, about, Legal Shield and a little bit about your background, a little history about you. Because we have interviewed her, you guys, already, just so you know, too. If you want to get to know Sarah a little bit deeper, we have our SoundCloud. So you can always go back onto our SoundCloud page, too, and go back and listen to her original interview that's a little bit more in-depth about Legal Shield and a little bit more about her story. So tonight we're gonna talk about some other stuff. So, but, yeah, first of all, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here.
Yay!
My name's Sarah Beck. I have owned my Legal Shield business in writing for 10 years now. So,
Oh my God, 10 years already?
No, time flies when you're having fun. It's
literally
crazy. It's going to be like 11 this fall.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Congratulations,
yeah,
boss lady.
It's been a fun 10 years. So I started the business so I could have more time at home with my kid. She was 2 when I quit my job. But, yeah, we've just help a lot of people, especially right now with everything going on in the world. What I do is give people access to attorneys without worrying about the high hourly cost. So we have a mobile app. They can tap our app, get connected with our law firm, ask any question without getting a bill in the mail.
That's amazing. So do you guys, is it like a monthly subscription that you, okay.
Yeah, it's $25 a month. The whole family has coverage, and they have access to our law firm, Parker Sanbury, where they can ask business questions, family law questions, tax questions, medical freedom questions. A lot of people are struggling with employment issues or filling out paperwork or not understanding really what their rights are and what they can and can't do. So I've been busy helping out a lot of people navigate the legal avenues of what's going on right now in the world.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet there's been some questions about landlord issues, too, with all of this crazy COVID stuff going on.
That's one of the main reasons we help our members. For
$25. I didn't realize it's that cheap.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this, but I don't think I realized that it was, because that's really not.
Yeah.
That's not much at all.
Technically,
and it's just an unlimited.
$24.95, so a little bit less. I'll save you the 5 cents.
But yeah, cheaper than a retainer, because I have attorneys on retainer, and that's definitely cheaper. So
yeah.
Well, don't you? This might be a silly question, but don't you pay a retainer fee regardless of if you have questions for your attorney or not?
Yes.
Okay.
So not with Legal Shield. We actually partner with law firms in every single state, so we're not talking to a $25 attorney. We are a law firm we pay about $2 million a month to. So you're the number one client of one of the top law firms in the state as a Legal Shield member, so you're getting the best of the best attorneys, average of about 20 years of experience in each area of law. So if you're needing family law questions, you're talking to a family law specialist. But we just implement the group buying model, the crowd sharing. So we each pay a little bit every month to access the absolute best whenever we need. So it is on an unlimited basis. We tap our app. We can talk to an attorney within 4 hours, find out where we
That's
stand.
That's pretty incredible. actually, and have access not only business-wise but also personally. That's pretty. So how did you get into Legal Shield, if I may ask? And what were you doing beforehand?
Absolutely. So my dad actually owned a pizza place in Palisadro, so I managed that for him. And he had been a Legal Shield member and actually needed to use it for his business.
Gotcha.
And he had one letter written on his behalf, which is something that we do. It saved him $1,700. And so he started promoting it to all his customers, ended up closing the pizza place to do Legal Shield full time, and I lost my job.
You're like, hey, Dad, so.
Yeah, I was like, that's really great for you, but now I'm unemployed, and I just found out I was pregnant and started my Legal Shield business all within the same couple of months. So not the best time to venture into something new, but I found out I really love it, and we help out a lot of people. So that's really empowering for me to wake up every day excited about what I do. And so my dad, to long story short, got me into Legal Shield, and we've been working together running this market in Reading for 10 years together.
Oh my gosh.
That's so cool.
Family business.
That is really neat that you get to do it together. And that A, you get to do it together. B, you get to be your own boss.
Yeah.
So, but that was probably pretty scary though, right? Like you said, finding out you're pregnant, not having a job, jumping into something new that you're unfamiliar with. Like, how'd you overcome that? Because I bet there's a lot of people who probably would have gone right back to like the familiar, you know, instead of jumping in to try something new.
Yeah. Well, I did have a job. I transitioned. I was actually a supervisor at the Barnes & Noble here in town.
Okay.
And while I was building my business, so I had that steady paycheck while I was building my escape plan. Found out I didn't really work well with authority and people telling me when I could clock in somewhere and clock out somewhere and when I could take my vacation. So I chose to be my own boss for freedom and to really be the one that sets my own schedule and can be there for my kid. Be there at all her school performances and all her field trips. So that's really what that drove me to pursue the business. And even when it's hard, like that freedom is worth it.
Yeah. So. That's pretty incredible.
Thank you.
Way to take the leap, girl.
Scary sometimes, but fun.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about that a little bit too, right before we came on air, that she went into yoga class this morning. I was like, I want to go do yoga, but that's one of the benefits that you have besides spending time with your child is that you can create your own schedule and
absolutely
do the fun things. So
did you grow up in Reading?
No, I'm actually from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Ooh.
Accent comes back when I drink too much or when I talk to someone from the South, but I was born in Charlotte and then grew up in Monterey Bay Area, Salinas, and we moved up here in 2005. So this is the longest I've ever lived anywhere. It feels like home. I love our community. So this is, how long has that been? 15 years. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, longer than I've lived anywhere else. So Reading's definitely home, but I've coast-hopped a few times before settling down here.
That's cool. I was, hearing that because I moved here from out-of-state, too, from Texas. So it's interesting because there's, a lot of people lived here their whole lives. And then there's people that haven't, like us, or transplants, so.
Well, and it's always fun to get a different perspective, of what people like, too.
Mm-hmm. And you can appreciate it more, I think. I think people that grow up here, and some people want to get out, but when you've lived in the Bay Area and North Carolina and Charlotte and Waxhaw and all these different towns, you can really respect and make that decision of where you would like to settle your family and grow roots and participate in the community. So I'm excited about Reading. I absolutely love the direction the community's headed.
It is definitely right up your alley, actually, too, because I want to talk to you a little bit when we come back. We're already hitting our first commercial break, but definitely want to talk to you a little bit about, obviously, the area. I know you like to hike and all of your stuff that you do, so we'll definitely be talking about that when we come back. But we do want to mention our lovely sponsors who, without, we couldn't make this show happen, so we greatly appreciate you guys.
Hello, everyone. It's your sponsor, Unicorn. So our first sponsor is Linda Lingo with Linda Lingo Financial Coach. Linda inspires and guides women into clarity and confidence in their finances. She uses a 3-step customized process to guide women to financial freedom. Commit to changing your financial story, create an actionable financial roadmap, and put your plan into action. Our second one is Sarah Beck. Whoa!
I know her.
With Legal Shield, obviously. I mean, you're here. Do you want to give yourself a little spiel real quick?
Oh, sure. So we affordably give people access to their rights, and we also offer identity theft protection. So protection and restoration. If anyone's a victim of any type of identity theft, we completely restore it. So our mission is really to protect and empower people.
All right.
So cool. I wish I knew about Legal Shield earlier. We'll talk about that later.
Right.
So, our next one is Jesse Baldwin. Jesse Baldwin, certified health coach. Free health coaching services. Call 530-355-5929 to change with Jesse. And then Patty Nadal, bargain book some more, you guys. That place is a fun little store.
It is. I know you visit it weekly, don't you?
Yes, before the show.
Anyways, it's bad. They're back open, so make sure to get out there and go check them out. And we will be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Because of the probability of our power being shut off during wind events or fires, many people are installing standby generators. Shasta Gas is now selling standby generators with propane tanks so that you will have home power during these outages. Give us a call at 365-3793 to get a quote on a generator and tank installation. That number again is 365-3793.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Orchard Nutrition Center has exclusive special offers now through the 4th of July. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products, and we're working to keep our community safe. We offer contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show.
Welcome back.
Yes. Here on KCNR. We are just having too much fun visiting with Sarah Beck, her own boss, the boss lady, Legal Shield. Legal Shield, what's the owner?
You have to give us a tagline.
I mean, yeah.
So
like
I am
representative.
I have a corporate position here, too. I'm a regional director.
Oh,
so
see, that's what I needed. Sarah Beck, Legal Shield.
Regional director.
Regional director.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Put that
I was
on a
just curse, but I caught myself. Good for me.
You're inspiring to us all.
Oh, thanks. It's a good day. But we were just visiting a little bit about your journey up here to Reading and a little bit about what you do. And so you were saying you've kind of been a little bit all over the place. So during the break, we were talking about how that's probably helped you with your business, being the new girl at a bunch of different schools. You said you went to 4 high schools in 4 years.
4 different high schools, yeah. Even in the middle of my senior year, I switched from South San Francisco up to Foothill. So
she's not shy, obviously. It definitely helps with the business.
Yeah.
So, and we were also talking a little bit right before the break. We didn't get into it completely, but you're a really outdoorsy gal. You like to go hike and camp. So is that, I mean, what do you love about Reading?
Oh, my goodness.
Other than the community and everything.
So we are so blessed with so many beautiful sights in nature, like within an hour or two away. Like,
it's so true.
I'm constantly finding out about new spots, and just every time I'm out there, I'm like, what the heck? We're so lucky. Like, if you like outdoors, this is such a great place to live. I love all the waterfalls. I love the hikes. I've been on a hike with you.
Yes.
Where I found out about your baby.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. We did. That wasn't that long ago.
Whiskeytown Falls.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was a fun hike. That was a good girls' day, for sure. Is that the only one that we've done?
Maybe. We definitely need to do more now.
I agree, 100%. We are really lucky, though. It is a beautiful area. I mean, we've got the mountains, you've got hiking, lakes. Waterfalls, the lakes.
Rivers. It's like a bunch of lakes. Yeah.
So leading into that, I know we wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you are super big with personal development and kind of continuing to evolve yourself and always learning. Yeah. And I'm very curious about, like, well, why? To make it just a very simple question, like, what has gotten you on that kick? Have you always been that type of person who's always kind of striving to better yourself? Or is it something that's come maybe with motherhood or, you know, how did that come about?
I love the idea that we can choose who we become and what we can be good at and who we can grow into. Definitely was not always raised that way. About 10 years ago when I started my business, that was a huge part of our culture in Legal Shield, is reading 10 pages of a good book every single day to grow our minds, to grow our, you know, skills and whatever we want to learn. If you're just reading 10 pages, that doesn't do a whole lot that day or even that month, but consistently over time, if you read 12 good books in a year of things you want to learn and things you want to grow into, then it can have a huge impact on your life. So I love the concept of personal development, and there's just so many good resources to fill our minds with good things, which is important with everything going on right now.
Yeah, that's interesting to work for a business, too, or a company that, you know, encourages that. I feel like most kind of
do. I love that. That should be a thing anywhere.
It should
everywhere.
Be. I feel like it's not as much of a focus, you know, at a widespread through business, but that's really neat that they encouraged you that and kind of...
Absolutely. It's part of our system for success. And I was just listening to something the other day. I forget what percent, but so many people never pick up a book again after college. So they feel like done.
It makes me so sad. I read like 100 plus books a year.
Yeah.
Like I'm obsessed.
100?
I do audiobooks, ebooks, books, like any, I'm traveling all the time reading. Like I love it. And to me, people are like, oh yeah, I haven't like read since like college or high school. And I'm like, what? What? How?
She's like, my little unicorn heart is breaking right now.
Literally, I'm like, what is it you
read? I was in a Starbucks reading a book, and a guy came up, and he's like, oh, what are you studying, like, in school?
Yeah.
I'm like, success in life.
Yeah.
Like,
boom.
Reading some leadership book by John Maxwell.
How to be a good human.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty, it is interesting, because I've always been a reader, ever since I was, like, a little kid. My mom always found it very interesting that I would be, I mean, I was an outdoor kid too, but if I was inside rather than playing, you know, video games or doing something else, I would go read a whole book in an afternoon. You know what I mean? I've always loved reading, but I do think that college, it ruined that
it
for
drains
me.
It drains it from those textbooks sometimes.
It turns you off of learning.
Well, because you're also not choosing to read the things that you want to read. You are being fed, like, here's the 9 books that you need to read this semester, and you're just kind of like, if you guys could see my face, it's not cute. It's overwhelming, and it's a lot of information to cram into people. So I can understand that once you do get out of college, because I feel like I took out there for a while, I fell off the reading train, to say, you know, but it's something that I definitely don't read 100 books in a year.
Not me either.
Damn,
that's goals.
Yeah, you just upped the game. Well, you do read a lot, though.
I try to read 1 to 2 books a month.
I was going
to
say, because I see you all the time posting about, you know, what you're currently reading. Do you think that most of it is personal development books, or have you also kind of grown back into, you know, reading for other pleasure?
Yeah. Well, the personal development is a really wide scope, but it's mostly personal development. I haven't read fiction books in a really long time, which I love too. Like I have a bookshelf full of fiction books. But yeah, just different areas of life that we can pick, not just business, but relationships. Like if we want a better relationship, we study how to have a good relationship. We want a healthier body. We study how to have a healthy body. We want to be successful in business and life. there's people that have already done that that we can learn from, and for a library card, get that for free.
Right. So
it's crazy how much education's out there. And so literally anything we complain about in life, we could learn how to be better at, learn how to improve it.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Do you have a mentor that's kind of helped assist you through this personal development growth?
Yeah,
or like mentors, I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be one.
Yeah, but I couldn't even name a name, but I am really blessed with people that have poured into me and taught me, you know, how to grow myself. And anytime I have a question, I can turn to them, and different leaders that I just rely on and love and adore. And if you find someone that has what you want and you copy what they do, you can have it too. So mentorship's personal development in itself, just being able to surround yourself with good associations that you can really grow with.
I was going to say, how did you meet them? Because that's another thing. I mean, how do you pick a mentor? How do you come across somebody that does inspire, that you can reach out to, you know what mm-hmm. I mean, that wants to help you grow? Mm-hmm. I feel like obviously having a group like Women of Vision is really nice, and that does help with finding a mentor or someone that you can relate to. But I am curious how you mm-hmm. kind of like found your tribe that yeah. helped you with that.
Well, just within our Legal Shield business, we have so many mentors, and we do a lot of personal development seminars and training events where we can connect with people that are doing what we're doing, but maybe they live in Phoenix or other parts of the country. So just through business, I've met some of my main mentors that have helped me not just with Legal Shield, but with other aspects of life as well. But it's definitely where I met them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you have any that you've met, like, through business?
Yeah, I have some business and personal ones that I've had for a lot of years. For me, like, when I chose my mentors, I want someone that holds a lot of the same values as me, but I also don't want someone that completely agrees with me, because if you surround yourself with people who completely agree with you, you're not going to grow at all.
Mm-hmm. True, they cannot
so I
be
try to
yes
keep
men.
Different perspectives in my life because I value that. So
that's so smart.
Yeah.
That is pretty good.
One of my mentors I met through Legal Shield, but he's actually an author and a comedian and speaker. He wrote a book called 30 Ways in 30 Days, and that's a really good starter personal development book. It's just like one or two pages a day, but it talks about a different philosophy, like 30 different philosophies for a better life, starting with morning routines and associations and setting goals. And it's a really good book.
Is he the gentleman that you brought to town not too long ago? I guess it might be long ago now, because
I feel like everything's blended together. I'm like, wait, January was
good.
How long ago?
I'm not good with time frames anyways. So, but I do remember, again, like I said, I obviously follow Sarah on Facebook. And if you guys need someone that's inspiring, I would definitely check her out, because she does have a lot of very inspirational posts and has a lot of good book, recommendations. And she, because of her personal development growth, it's fun to watch and be a part of. And it does inspire you a bit to find some stuff, but I know you brought him here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he actually came to Reading, so he did a little book club meetup and answered a bunch of questions, autographed books. So I love seminars and getting people together to grow together.
Oh yeah, I've got a couple questions, because I've seen, again, some of the seminars you've gone to, so I want to know a little bit more about that when we come back from the next break. But we definitely have a few more sponsors that we want to mention. Thank you all so much for making this vision a reality.
Sponsor Unicorn is back. Our first one is Josie Ramirez of Everbloom Skincare. She does results-driven facials, natural acne clinic, botanical-based non-toxic skincare. She's at 66A Azalea. I can't even say that. I'm from the South. I can't believe that. Michelle Lane Coaching. Michelle is a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women and a results-driven life coach, helping you to get to the root of what's holding you back from the life you deserve. She helps women remember who they are beyond the daily hustle, obligation, and overwhelm, so that they can awaken and deepen their truth, intuition, and self-trust. We also have Ash and Jazz from Lit With From Within. They have so many great services, you guys. Organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, natural teeth whitening, yoga, meditation, dance, hip-hop, fitness, Pilates, kids yoga, and kids dance. They are at 2449 Athens Avenue. We also have Bev Gray with Zervita.
Zervita, the most nutritious drink.
Yes.
And honestly, I haven't been able to try it because I'm pregnant, but I have a coworker I gave it to, and Bev, she needs to talk to you. Maggie, if you happen to listen at all, you need to get in touch with Bev. find each other. Anyways, we will be back here shortly after the break here at the Women of Vision show on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute is pleased to announce the opening of its first office on the East Coast. You see, the office is in the New York City suburb of White Plains and will also serve New Jersey. Folks, the number of religious liberty requests for help from New York and New Jersey have greatly increased.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. Hope everyone's having a great Tuesday night. I know I'm definitely perking up and enjoying mine. I was really tired when we got here to keep it real.
Same.
But it's nice to be around you guys, and it's such a positive energy, and definitely makes it fun. I'm enjoying. We're sitting here talking tonight with Sarah Beck, Legal Shield. I've messed it
up.
Regional director. It's not that hard. Come on, Haley. But we were just talking a little bit about, amongst being an amazing her own boss, you know what I mean, and running a business, she's also a mom. She's mom to Bailey. She's so cute. She's like your sidekick, too. We haven't even talked about her yet because we were talking a lot more about personal growth, which is important and amazing. But, yeah, definitely have to talk about Bailey a little bit, too, because she is just
I always picture them like Batman and Robin when I see her pictures. I'm like, there they are.
They totally are. I mean, does she go to chamber stuff with you and like all kind of, like she goes and does everything, right?
Some people call her the chamber mascot.
Oh my God.
She, when she's not in school or if there's events when I have her, she'll come and network and she always wants to know what kind of food or desserts are available at the mixers.
She's like, let's talk business.
Yeah,
Mom.
Spirit animals.
I need to know what we're serving here.
What are the snacks?
Yeah. She's like, I'll be like, hey, do you want to come to a chamber meeting? And she's like, what's going to be there? So
let's talk about this, Mom. Let's barter what's in it for me. I love it. Getting her started at a young age then.
She's phenomenal. She's the best 10-year-old kid in the entire world. She's just really like a good, sweet soul. And we have a lot of fun together. So,
well, it's obviously a reflection of you, Mama. So
thank you.
Pat yourself on the back for that one because she's, you know, has an amazing example then too of what she's turning into. But does she like to read too? And like, yeah. Does she do?
Yeah, we actually do our morning routine. Like when we had to shift in homeschool for the last couple months of the year, we're like, all right, let's put a routine together. And it started off with writing down what we're thankful and grateful for. And she has her own little journal and she'll write down her wins for the day, like any way she succeeded, big or small, in the last 24 hours, and affirmations. When we were driving to school, we'd always do affirmations on the way to school. So she was in a good, powerful mindset walking into school. But yeah, she reads. She's read books about money with me and personal development books, but also she's actually just getting into reading fun books too. But
that's so cool. I love it so much.
I'm just mind blown. If I were 10, I'd be like, you want me to read what, Mom? I don't want to read a money book. Like,
or be like, what are the snacks like, for the meetings?
That's so amazing. And that's really neat that you've have you guys been doing that together for a while? Like, is that something that you kind of started a while back?
On and off. Like, I mean, obviously I'm not as consistent as I'd like to be in anything in life, but...
Well, we're human.
Yeah. Ever since she was 5 or 6, she's been reading books and learning and growing. And I mean, kids will literally believe anything we tell them. So we should teach them what we want them to believe about themselves and about, how awesome they are. So I really try to put that into her as much as she can, that she can do anything and be anything. And, you know, she's got a good mindset, which is cool. She actually hosted her own personal development seminar.
What?
Last year it was a John Maxwell book for children. And so she invited like 6 of her little friends from school. We had a Maxwell coach read a book called Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn, and interact with the kids and ask them questions. And it was really cute seeing like little children raise their hands and interact with what they were getting out of the John Maxwell book. And then she had an ice cream party afterwards.
So.
I was like,
oh my God.
She did her own personal development event.
She's one to keep an eye on, apparently, because she's going to do some cool stuff. I feel like that's pretty... I'm going to have to borrow that book for Elijah because he likes to read. He does, but it's, you know,
it's on his turn.
Zombie fish and, you know.
It's just a cute, quick little book.
Like that. Yeah. No, that would be really cool because it is very important. I agree with you. Not only what we feed ourselves and our minds, but like you said, children are so moldable and the things that you speak to them are really a reality to them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel like as parents, we say stuff in passing that you don't think that they're going to hold on to or pay attention to, and it can really be something that they do. And I don't know if it's just a boy thing or a girl thing or whatever, but, we used to do, like, what we're thankful for on the way to school, which I only, unfortunately, because I'm not self-employed, you know, got to take him to school on Friday mornings sometimes, but we'd go over what we were grateful for, and I'd love it. He'd be like, well, my fish and this. And I'm like, well, how about things that aren't like tangible?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
really
cute to see what their minds come up with.
Like, totally.
Oh, yeah. I'm thankful for that too.
And during the break, when we had to homeschool, we would do our journaling together in the morning. And he'd sometimes sit there and be like, you're still writing? It's so cute. The kids are pretty amazing. That's, I'm going to have to take some pointers from you, Missy, because the kids are the next generation of all of us.
It's our
too,
legacy.
So
who cares how much we succeed in business or everything else if our kids suck? So she's really my main focus, my main goal, and the reason why I do a lot of what I do is to be a good example to her.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I love it. So in regards to personal development, I feel like you have you attended like a lot of different events? Is it mostly reading? Do you go, I know you had mentioned seminars and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite that sticks out in mind to you?
That's so hard. So I love reading.
Or favorites, rather.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw Grant Cardone. That was pretty exciting. And Mel Robbins.
That would be cool.
Yeah. John Maxwell. I'm trying to think of who else. There, Jack Canfield. Like, there, some really great people have been able to go see and hear in seminars. So I love attending live events, not just for the speaker, but for the other people you meet there in the associations, like other people who are learning and growing or people I would like to be friends with. So, but I also, YouTube, like YouTube has so much phenomenal inspirational videos that, and it's free. So I like to listen to some positive motivational audios while I'm getting ready in the morning. And that's how I get my 15 minutes of audio while I'm doing my makeup. And it doesn't have to be something else I take time to do. It's just something that's implemented in my routine. So read, listen to the audios, attend events a couple times a year where I can learn and grow in a bigger way.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you choose events, or how are you aware of, you know, events that are opportunities that arise that you can be a part of?
Yeah, a lot of them are just on Facebook. Like, you'll see different seminars. Reading has had a Live to Lead seminar every year for free. Like, here in town, where it was live streamed, but they had like Rachel Hollis and a bunch of awesome speakers. And like, how is
really
this room not packed? Yeah, at Sequoia. It was free last year.
How do I miss some of this stuff? I guess that's why I'm curious how you find out about them, because it's stuff that I wouldn't mind being a part of, but I'm just kind of like, how do I even
that one I found out
my toe
through
in.
The chamber, they announced it. So just being plugged into like the Chamber, Women of Vision, put on the seminar last year, which
yes.
was phenomenal.
Which we're doing again. It'll be live streamed this year, I think, too, instead of in person, right? Am I right, Sarah?
I think so.
So they're working on that. I believe it's in August sometime, so keep an eye out for that because, yeah.
It's going to be a phenomenal opportunity to hear from speakers and learn and grow.
Yeah.
How do you choose the groups that you're a part of here in town? Because, I mean, you're like a lady about town, though. Like, I feel like you're a part of a lot of different groups.
I have been. I've narrowed it down a bit because I was part of, like, all these chambers and all these networking groups and Women of Vision. But I had to start saying no to things because realizing that's where I was at a lot. But networking is a big part of what I do.
Right.
But absolutely a big fan. I'm an ambassador with the Reading Chamber of Commerce. So that's my main go-to support group for this community and for business and Women of Vision. So those are right now, and Anderson Chamber. Anderson Chamber's great. I'll give you guys a shout out. They're awesome, but it's just really cool to see that's where I hear a lot of events and a lot of what's going on. I'm part of a women's kind of reset group right now that I heard of through JEDI, which is another fabulous organization in town led by Trisha Funk. But we, like, meet every 2 weeks and get coached and learn together. So, I don't know. If you're paying attention, there's a lot of things that happen. But my company also sponsors a lot of the speakers that we get to go see.
Okay. What is I'm kind of curious, being, if you're not, like, your own boss or you don't own a business, what is the benefit of being a part of the chamber? Like, someone like me, for example, like I said, I have my 9-to-5 job or whatever hours it is that I go to. Do you have to be a business owner? Do you just need to be a community member? I mean, what?
Yeah. So we actually have different community members that are part of the chamber, and there's no attendance requirement, which is nice. So.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah.
Because I kind of thought, I mean, there's a lot of assumptions. I figured you have to be at the meetings if you're going to be part of the group.
No. So there's no attendance. Women of Vision is actually a chamber member now.
Yay.
Which is awesome. So you guys can come represent them at any time. But
I'll be your chamber date.
Yeah. So, I mean, when events are back, like
true.
Something that we do in life, there's so much benefit to going. You meet other businesses. You learn about organizations in town. You learn what's happening in downtown Reading with the growth and what different projects are being worked on. So it's definitely, I go to grow my business, but also to grow my network and to learn about what's happening in our community.
I was going to say, probably grow as part of the community.
Yeah.
So.
And there's an events calendar on the website. So even if you're not part of the chamber, you can see what's going on in town.
I love it. You're such a wealth of knowledge. Well, we are about to hit our last commercial break, so we definitely have to mention the last of our amazing sponsors. Thank you guys so much for making this show happen.
We appreciate you.
More than you know.
Alrighty, we have Felicia Tortorici of All Fired Up. She's located at 1796 Churn Creek Road. She has pottery painting, life casting, board art, clay prints, clay-infused glass workshops, and more. And then we have Dana Grant, our Master Intuitive Life Coach. She's also the Modern Seer. She has a workshop coming up. It's called the Find Your Freedom Mastermind. It's going to be 6 weeks long online. It starts July 11th, and I believe you can get her tickets on the website, and I think there's like also Eventbrite and Facebook, so we have that. We have Sarah
amazing.
Clark. Yeah, she is fun. A Release Trading. 100% USDA certified organic hemp is grown at Whole Foods Circle Whole Circle Farms in Oregon, USA. We produce our signature Release Deep Freeze pain relief spray in small batches, lovingly crafted to bring you the relief you need. We have Max Malari of World Financial Group, Life and Health Insurance Agent. And we have Allie Everest of Boheme Salon and Spa. She's at 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130.
They're amazing, too. I think I saw something about a nail appointment open, guys. So if they haven't filled it, it might be yours. Anyways, we'll be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. So, all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is only $12.99. Save $400, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kids' kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we're just having a fantastic little chat with the lovely Sarah Beck.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, yeah. How cute. And they're both Sarahs, by the way, and we both found out that they're both Sarah Marie's.
Yeah.
Yes. Because but she gets to graduate before me because she's B and MC, so.
Oh, you're right. You're right. But we also forgot to mention, of course, because you didn't want to, but Sarah Marie Spectrum is one of our sponsors, and she's our resident unicorn, so we have to talk about her. She does amazing photography, you guys, and if you ever wanted to be a superhero or your alter ego or something just amazing, she can capture it for you. So there's your plug that you didn't want to do. Leave it to me.
I love it.
But we were just talking a little bit about all the seminars that you attend, just the different personal development things. Do you think all this has changed who you are as a parent?
100%. Yeah. Like there's, I think it infects every aspect of your life when you're growing your mind. And like even the other day, yesterday, I woke up just like in a funk, like not feeling
good.
It.
You're human. Yeah. Thank you. Because I'm like, you are always in a good mood and sometimes.
Superwoman.
Right?
But you can change
just
that.
Let's read 10 books and let's just.
You can
cook
decide
and
to be in a good mood though. Like that's like, but I was just not feeling it. I was camping and got back and didn't feel like doing real life, but I went to a yoga class and like that's a huge part of my morning routine is just doing something for your body or something for your mind and shifted everything. So I also have this like token YouTube video that's 6 minutes long. Anytime I need like a pump up motivation, I watch this 6 minutes and it gets me going. So.
What is it? Share, please.
It's called Best Motivational Video, but there's a lot of them, but I can send it to you.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah. I might need to watch it.
Yeah, hit me up on Facebook if you want the video, guys.
Do you have, is there anything else that's a part of your, personal routine that keeps you feeling fresh and happy besides, you know, obviously reading we've covered is super huge. You like to, you know, you have a lot of mentors and everything, but is there something else besides yoga or what else do you do to keep your mind fresh?
So recently, like this last month, I've actually got a notebook from the dollar store. It's changed my life. Like
they have some of the cutest notebooks, you guys.
They really
I like
do.
One in there. I don't remember why I went in there, but I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you can't feel bad about spending a couple bucks. Mm. I mean, like. I probably would walk out of there with way more stuff than I need because I'd be like, it's a dollar. Why not?
Oh, yeah. We went in there with my boyfriend and that happened. He was like, just loaded up this cart of stuff. But it's also a fun adventure for kids. You're like, here's $3. You can pick whatever you want.
Right?
And so we'll do that as like an outing since the movie theaters are closed and different things.
I know the dollar theater is apparently not opening back up at all.
That makes me so sad.
Me too, because that's like. That was my childhood. That was the only movie theater we had in town. You know what I mean? So I have a lot of good memories of this state. I'm sad.
Let's just buy it.
Hey, Legal Shield, figure it out. Let's do it.
But, yeah, so I've actually just been tracking for the last month. Like, I just realized I need a new notebook because it's July, but I've just been writing prayer, like starting my days off really prayer, meditation, and then reading my Bible and then doing my personal development for my audio, my workout, and my reading. And it's just been life-changing. Like, this month has been one of the most fun-filled, happy months, but also, like, focused with my mind. And just, I think, starting that with your clarity in the morning has made a huge difference in my life. But just tracking it in a little cheap notebook so I can see, like, oh, if I'm not feeling a certain way today, I can look and see, like, what I didn't do.
Okay, so I was going to say, so you have you make, like, a checklist every day, basically, of, like, your things that you need to do for you?
Just write it down with a little box, and I check the box, just my five things every morning. And I've tried all these different expensive planners and different systems and tracking, and this dollar store notebook has changed my life.
That's pretty intriguing, though, too, because I feel like, actually, in the last, like, month or a few months, it's actually been a very challenging time for people. So to hear someone come in and say, like, it's been one of the best months that I've had or, like, a very growing month, that's something really nice and positive to hear.
I know. I feel like it's, like, been chaos for a lot of people, but for me it made me, like, have to, like, sit and actually focus, which was probably very good to reevaluate things in my life and things. I'm like, yeah, it was pretty good for me, too, actually.
Yeah, no, that's really cool that you take the time for yourself, too.
Yeah, because we're, like, constantly, like, being forced to keep going. Like, we're such a busy culture. And I think, like, the fact that we all, like, were forced to halt for, like, 3 months made us all be like, let's reevaluate ourselves and what we like out of our life and what we want our lives to be.
Right.
So,
it slowed everything down. And I definitely had, like, a freak out session for a minute.
Yeah.
Everything, like, I present benefits to groups of people and there are no longer groups of people to present to. So I shifted how I do everything virtually, of course. But in that time, I'm like, there's so much more time in the day when you're just doing Zooms instead of physical lunch meetings and going out to all these events. So I think really just exactly what you said, taking introspection and finding out what we want to go back to and what is really important in our life. I've really honed in on that over the last few months. So it's unfortunate everything that's happening in the world, but for my mindset, it's been a kind of a blessing to reevaluate.
How do you get over the guilt of like taking that time for yourself? Because I feel like that's I guess I can only speak for me, but sometimes, you know, taking that time, like you said, to check the things off of your list that make you feel good and that make you feel whole and happy, you know, I'm really good at being like, oh, well, I could be doing this instead. So I don't necessarily always fuel myself with things because I feel guilty about taking the time to nourish myself.
Stop feeling guilty.
But how do you get over that? You know what I mean? Like, how do you etch out that time and be like, I just don't care?
Well, if you are better, then everyone around you is going to be better. So, like, if you're taking that time for self-care, then you're going to be a better wife. You're going to be a better mom. You're going to be a better, more effective in your business and be able to do everything better, which gives you more time. So, for me, it's just so important to check those things off first because then everything else is going to come. And I feel good checking it off, and then I have more time to focus on my kid, like, and my business. Really time blocking, but it has to start with that morning routine for me. And I've even, like, when everything was busy in life, I was waking up at 5, and now I've been sleeping in and still getting so much done in a day.
Okay.
So, I mean, everything I do in my morning can be done in an hour. Maybe an hour and a half with a workout, but so it's not a whole lot of time, but if you put it there first, then I think everything in the day flows better.
Yeah.
So it's worth it. Worth the commitment.
Mm-hmm. That is a very good point.
I think part of what holds us back is like, not necessarily we give ourselves peer pressure and it's like you said, like feeling guilty, like that's part of the thing. Like, don't feel guilty for taking care of yourself.
No, totally. And actually, like my husband he's one of the best ones about like, go do something for yourself. Like, why don't you go do this? And it is funny that I totally agree with you, Sarah, that you said we put a lot of the expectations on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
No one else is necessarily expecting you to do it, but I'm going to call it a recovering perfectionist. Not that I've been great at everything, but I always want to be. I don't know if it's the Leo in me or what, but, you know, if I'm going to do something, I want to do it right. So you're right. The pressure on yourself is it can be a little great. So
yeah,
I have to take some time. It just stinks too when I get up at 4:30 every morning to like get ready to go to work.
You.
I hate early mornings. I'm very proud of you. Like, I'm literally like, I couldn't do that. I'm impressed.
Well, so that's why like sometimes when I'm like, man, if I could just get up like 30 minutes earlier to like meditate or do this or that.
But sure, you have to early.
Exactly. Yeah.
But maybe finding out, like, with your schedule so different, maybe it's an hour in the afternoon before you go to being a mom and doing all the mom stuff. You go to a yoga class before you go home or take some time to read or listen to something. Like,
totally.
Drive time university, you literally spending the time you drive to work listening to the positive YouTube or positive audiobook.
Podcast,
yeah. That is a really good time that you don't take anything else out of your day. Mm-hmm. You're using your drive time.
Right. You're already going to do it anyway.
Mindset.
So, she's something special, guys. Like I was saying, how do we find you? Do you have any upcoming events? I mean, I know life is kind of getting back to a version of normal. So
all my events are on Zoom. I do a Wednesday night Zoom meeting regularly just to inform people about what we do with Legal Shield. So, if anybody wants that information, you can contact me, you can text me, call me. My number is 530-339-5029, unless you're a creeper. Don't do that.
And please don't.
I'm like looking at her like, should I put my phone number on the radio?
Yeah, but, why not?
Yeah, or Sarah Beck. Find me on Facebook. I have a business page and a personal page and love to just make new friends and expand my networks on social media as well. Legal Shield Sarah on Insta.
And she's just super fun. She's a great energy to be around. So definitely somebody that you might want to follow and reach out to. So thank you so much for sitting down with us tonight.
Thank you for having me. This has been so fun, ladies.
Yeah, the hour flies like always, but it's
I know, it always feels so long. You sit down and you're like, oh, wait, it's over? What?
Right?
Yeah.
But it has been really nice, and you are super inspiring, and you're great energy to be around. So thank you for making my evening, and hopefully everyone else's. And yeah. Sarah, you too. I always love being around you. Our little resident unicorn. And thanks to all of the people who have tuned into the show tonight. Hopefully you guys will continue to tune in next week. We're here every Tuesday from 6 to 7.
We are Women of Vision.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.